Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Latrice Carter with Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we have a very special segment. I am interviewing with Dr. Shola Shay Ezekoli. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shola. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Today we're going to be talking about the balanced life. And Dr. Ezekoli is great. She is a best-selling Christian author, and she is currently promoting 50 tips of balance of the balanced life, mastery of life.
Life mastery balance.
Yes. Thank you. So we're going to jump right into our show with her. And so you guys get ready, get your pen, so you can get some great tips so that you can learn how to have a balanced life. Now, what was it that inspired you to create the five pillars of a balanced life?
The five pillars of balance. Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll cut it short. So basically, the five pillars of balance, which are physical, mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual, are basically the foundations for any type of fulfilled life. In 1997, when I was in medical school, I was first inspired along the lines of balanced life, and I was like, what is this? And as I started to research, and, you know, I researched, you know, prayed, meditate, etc. Of course, then this was a long time ago, and I didn't, I was a student myself. And come to realize, indeed, that if you can take care of your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational needs, you pretty much have everything you need as a launching platform for a fulfilled life. So, you know, and from there, it sort of evolved. Of course, as a Christian, you want to, you know, look in the Bible to see if there's any kind of backing or scriptural reference or basis for what you're doing. And indeed, in the Bible, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that may the God of all peace sanctify you wholly. May your spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless till the day of Christ. And the balanced life, the five pillars, exactly spring from spirit, soul, body, community. Man is a spirit, has a soul, lives in a body, is surrounded by community. So spirit, that's your spiritual. Soul, that's your mental and emotional. Body, that's physical. And community, that's relational. So there came the five pillars of balance.
Awesome, awesome. I love that. You recently released an audio titled 50 Tips of Life Mastery and Balance Success. Tell us about this project and the inspiration behind this.
So I'm a life coach, so obviously very, very much into self-help. And, you know, this I've written books. I read a children's book, a poetry book. But the 50 Tips of Life Mastery, Balance, and Success brings everything together. So it brings that whole – it basically brings the five pillars of balance together in one place. Now, the thing is that apart from the five pillars, apart from your five pillars of physical, mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual, they're like these other, I'm going to say, tangential things that are essential in helping you live a balanced life. For example, time management, right? You know, if you don't have time, you can't live a balanced life, take care of your health. If you don't have time to read a book, if you don't have time to, you know, contemplate your spiritual needs, like pray, go to church, or whatever. So things like time management, things like, you know, if you want to do something, you don't need to be looking for the approval of everyone. So basically, 50 Tips for Life Mastery, Balance, and Success brings everything together. It brings together all the sort of, I would say, the moving parts that you need for, indeed, for life mastery, balance, and success.
Okay. I like those. So can you share a few of the 50 tips with our listeners?
Oh, of course. Let me see. I don't know which ones should I share. All of them are great tips. You know, so of course the first tip is remember your five pillars and prioritize them: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational. Because this is the foundation. Again, is the foundation for everything. So that is number one. I also particularly like, of course, number five. Now, the thing is, people think, oh, yeah, she's a doctor. Of course, she's going to talk about health. But the truth is that the health that you have is the greatest wealth that you have. If you don't have health,
mm-hmm.
you don't have anything, really, you know. So number five tip says, take care of your body. You have just one. Do the best you can to take care of it, right? So, you know, there are people
right.
who have disabilities and all that. But even if you have some type of disability, do the best you can with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Four things to avoid or eat or drink minimally: salt, sugar, wheat, and sugary drinks. Because some people think,
mm-hmm.
oh, orange juice is fine. No, rather than have orange juice, have a glass of water. You know, daily exercise, rest, you know, trying to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep where possible, daily where possible. So that's tip number five. Do you want any more?
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sure.
Okay, great.
We
great,
won't
great.
Share
another one. One of my favorite
Go
ones
ahead.
Is this. That's tip number 11. Tip number 11 says small things lead to big things. So
mm-hmm.
that small job can lead to a big job. That little blog that you
yes.
think is so little can lead to a book. So
yes.
the thing is that the point of tip number 11 is that if you turn down some small things, you may never get to the big things. For example, if you turn down medical school, you'll never be a doctor, you know.
Right.
I like to look at, you know, a lot of times we look at people who have achieved big things and we want to be
mm-hmm.
like them, except that they came from a very small place. And they started
yes.
the upward climb. So small things lead to big things. I love Will Smith. But Will Smith, even though he's a film director today, he started out, I don't know if you remember, if you're old enough to remember, he started out as a rapper.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and then he became a comedy actor. Then he became a serious actor.
Mm.
Then he became a box office hit. Now he's directing his own movie.
Yes.
What if that
yes.
man or boy at the age of 18 had said, oh, you know what? I want to be a movie director. I'm not going to do anything until I get a chance to be a movie director. We would not know his name today.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Yep.
You got to take this. You got to start small and work your way up.
You got to start small and work your way up. Small things lead to big things. They don't just pop out of nowhere. So that's tip number 11.
Mm-hmm.
I love tip number 35, which talks
okay.
about, it talks about something I call savior behavior. And it says, you cannot be more committed to another person's growth and change than they are. That is not friendship. That is savior behavior. So, you know, sometimes we see people and they're doing, quote unquote, what looks like they're doing everything wrong. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we can only hold space for them and, you know, be compassionate towards them until they're actually ready to change. Now, I like to give
right.
stories. I love using stories and examples and analogies because that drives the point home more. There was this person
mm-hmm.
who came to me and said, oh, my niece needs to lose weight. And she said to me, well,
mm-hmm.
if you want me to lose weight, then pay for a gym membership for me. I was like, don't do it. Because now you
mm-hmm.
want more than she does. It wasn't a case of, oh, you know, I don't have money. I really want to go to a gym. Please, can you help me out? It was, well, you want me to lose weight? You pay for my gym membership then. I told the lady, I was like, that's not going to work. If you pay for it, she's not going to go because you want it more than she does.
Right.
If you
right.
want someone
she has
else
to want
change
it.
More than they do, it just leads to frustration because you now engage in savior behavior and enabling. Tip
mm-hmm.
number five. Number 35 tells us about savior behavior. You know, no need to feel guilty about what people won't do for themselves. Sometimes you just have to be patient, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to
yes.
be patient while not engaging in savior behavior. So in that
mm-hmm.
case, now, what that lady, if that lady had gone to pay for a gym membership, that would have been wrong because the girl would
right.
probably not have gone anyway, you know? And, you know, it would have, she would have ended up now being more frustrated. Like, after all I've done for you, I paid for your gym membership, this is how you repay me. No. There's no point getting into that those kind of battles with people over their own lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's
go.
Their life. They have to want to change. They have to want to change. You have to want
exactly.
it before the change actually happens. I like that.
So, yes, you cannot be more committed to another person's growth and change than they are. Even kids, you know, even our kids sometimes. Sometimes our
mm-hmm.
kids, our older kids specifically, if it's a small child, you have more control. But our older kids,
right.
they have to make their own choices. And you may not like it, but what can you do? You
right.
know?
You have to accept it. You have to wait for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
waiting
Absolutely. Is very hard.
It is. It is, especially when you want them to get it right now.
Exactly, you know. We get it right now. We think we know what's best for everybody, you know, and, you know, if we don't do it, oh, my goodness, something will happen to them, et cetera, et cetera. But then when you do it, it doesn't empower them to change, you know.
Right. Right. Now, everyone, we're not going to have her share all 50 tips because you can get
yes.
the audio on Amazon. It is available on
it's,
Amazon, so you guys can log on to
Amazon
and get it.
Time. It's mm-hmm. not on Amazon at this time, but you can find
oh,
it.
I saw a link on
Amazon.
Amazon.
There's
okay.
a link.
Okay.
Let me just say the link for you. It's bit.do/ Dr. Shala Life Mastery.
Okay. Guys, you hear that? Repeat that again for the audience so they can make sure
yes,
they have it.
Yes. It's bit.do/ Dr. Shala Life Mastery. That's Dr. Shala, Dr. Shola Life Mastery. And all of it is small letters. bit.do/ Dr. Shala Life Mastery.
Perfect. That is perfect. So what is it that you want women and men to take away from your balanced life series?
What? Okay, women and men. Yes, and men too. So I think that what we can take away is the fact that we have the power, you know, to change our lives. And,
mm-hmm.
and yes, we have the power to change our lives, but sometimes we need to do it sort of systematically. Every day you can do something towards living a balanced life. Every day. So every day you can do something to better your health. Okay? I tell people,
mm-hmm.
if it means that you're going to eat one less spoon of sugar every day, that's something, right? Every day you can
right.
do something to improve your mental health. You can read for 1 hour a day, every day. That is something you can do every day. Every day you can do something to improve your emotional health. And that includes getting more in touch with your emotions. For example, if you wake up and you're in a bad mood, ask yourself, why do I feel like this? And try and unpack it. What most people do is we just cover it over and we take our bad mood and we affect everybody with it. So we're in a
mm-hmm.
bad mood, so we eat chocolate. Then we go to work and we snap at our employees or our employer. Or we, you
right.
know, instead of sitting down, okay, why do I feel like this? And unpacking it and dealing with it. A lot of times we cover those things over. And by the time you cover over and cover over and cover over your emotional stresses all the time, it gets to a point where you're not even in touch with your emotions anymore. But every day
mm-hmm.
we can do something to contemplate our emotional needs. Every day we can do something to contemplate our spiritual needs, whether it's that you pray, whether it's that you take one verse of the Bible and just read about and read it, whether it's that you... You know, like I said, contemplate your spiritual needs. I pray and I meditate every day. You know, I have a vision board where I write, I've written, you know, Bible verses that you mean a lot to me. You know, I read those every
mm-hmm.
day. Every day we can do something to improve our relationships, whether it's getting out of a toxic relationship or,
mm-hmm.
you know, going out and being purposeful about enhancing the relationships that improve us overall. Every day we
okay.
can do something to live a balanced life. And what happens is as you make balanced living your priority, it gets easier and easier to do.
Absolutely. One step at a time, yeah. One day at a time.
Absolutely. One day at a time.
Now,
life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Do you feel we as women take on that methodical superwoman role as black women? I would definitely want to talk to you about this one.
Yeah, that's a huge one. That's a huge one. That's a big one. How do we unpack this? Okay, black women, okay? All right, historically, right, in black,
yes.
Well, in America, I'm just going to talk about America because that's where we live now, right? And I've lived in different
yes.
countries. I lived in Nigeria, I lived in England, I lived in London, and now I live in America, but we'll talk about America to keep things simple. Historically in this country, there's this stereotype, which is extremely false, that black people
mm-hmm.
are lazy. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it. A lot of people have heard
yes.
it. And there's something inside me. I almost feel that affects a lot of black women when it comes to asking for help. We don't want to be seen as lazy.
Right.
So we will take on things that are too much. We will take on things that are, that expose us to undue hardship. Now, there's a balance. You know, balanced living always talks about the balance. It doesn't say you shouldn't help people or you shouldn't, sometimes you might need to stretch yourself a little bit, Like, for example, if you have
mm-hmm.
an exam or a test coming up, you're going to have to study, right? Or, if you want to lose weight or, get fit, you're going to have to go to the gym, right? But when it comes
right.
to taking on so much that we get burnt out, there may be this little portion of, not wanting to be seen as lazy, because if generation after generation after generation, people have made you feel like, oh, you're lazy. Of course, inside you want to prove that, you're not. That's just human nature, right? So in trying to
right.
prove that you're not, not that you ever were lazy anyway, but trying to prove that you're not, now leads you to overcompensating and probably taking on more than we should. Another thing I've noticed too is that a lot of us have, and I've noticed this in black families, not just in America, there's usually one
mm-hmm.
woman in the family that, quote-unquote, holds the family together.
Yes.
That is something very nebulous because what happens is that it's just code, holding the family together is, for me, it looks like code for the one woman that gets dumped on by everybody else.
Yes.
And then they send the poor woman to an early grave and then turn around and dump on her kids.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say to women like this is this. First of all, prioritize your balanced living. Help people
mm-hmm.
where they need help. And don't as an emergency. If you call me at 12 midnight to come take down your braids, that is not an emergency.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
There's some things that, if you call me and say, look, I have no food to eat, there's nothing in my fridge, and I don't have any money, that's an emergency. You see?
Right.
There's a difference between come take down my braids at 12 midnight and, oh, my God, I have no food to eat. That's an emergency. How did we get here? I don't know, but, let's get you some food to eat, and then we can talk about it. So we can't
yes.
take on everybody's things as our emergencies. We have to be able to very cleverly sort out what is an emergency and what is not, and which is one of the things I help my clients do all the time. In our brainstorming sessions, they're like, okay, so this person needs this, 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 this. I say, so I ask them, are you funding an emergency, a need, or a luxury?
Right. Right.
Are
Break
you helping
it down.
With an emergency, a need, or a luxury? Because some people want you to fund everything for them or help them out with things that expose you to undue hardship and take away from your
mm-hmm.
life. But to them, it's just, it's really no big deal. They could probably do it themselves.
Absolutely.
Like taking down your braids at 12 midnight.
Yeah.
I love that example. My dear, it's a real life, believe me, it's a real life example.
I'm pretty sure it is, trust me.
Yeah.
I've seen my daughter take her braids down, and I had to help. So,
Yeah. There you go, see?
They see it as an emergency. I got to get these braids out.
Got to get these braids out, man.
Yes.
So
being a doctor and a life coach, Sorry. Being a doctor and a life coach, what is the area of the balanced life you feel we as women neglect the most?
Oh, absolutely emotional. Absolutely emotional, because I used to be one of those women. And the neglecting of your emotional needs spills over into physical and mental and then relational and spiritual. So I think if we focus on, because a lot of us, we're good with the spiritual. Like, okay, we go to church or pray or meditate or whatever it is you do. We're kind of on top of that a little bit. Our physical, again, a lot of times neglecting our physical health is a spillover from the emotional side of things. You know, why do I feel that? Why do I feel this way? And if I feel this way, don't want to feel this way, how can I feel another way? A lot of times we think that our emotions are not in our control, so we don't really do anything to control them. So if we're in a bad mood, we act the bad mood. If we're in a, if we're happy, we go outside and we blow money on the credit card, you know? So really being more intentional about, one, recognizing your emotions, accepting them, owning them, and controlling them. We have control over our emotions, you know, but we like to think we don't. So if we feel bad, we're going to go out, we're going to open that bag of chips, and we're going to eat them all. And if that's our constant reaction to emotional stress, what happens after a while? We get sick from eating the bad food, right? And then we don't exercise. We're feeling bad, or we don't feel like it. And then, of course, emotionally, now, if, for example, you don't like the way you feel, you don't like the way you look, that affects you mentally, right?
Yes,
and of course,
yes,
your
it does.
If we don't sit and contemplate our emotional needs, then we can get into wrong relationships too.
Yes, we can.
Oh, ooh,
yes, we can. I am
and
a testimony to that. I've been there.
There you go, yes. Like I said, I used to be one of those women. And if we don't, we need to also realize that having problems with our emotions is not a shame. So a lot of us, we feel we have to be the strong black woman. So we don't sit and say to myself, you know, I feel like crying right now. Okay, why do I feel like crying? Instead, we just brush it over. No, I'm strong. I can get through this. Yada, yada, yada. I need to go on. And we don't pay attention to our own inner state.
Yes.
Because, again, we attach shame to asking for help with emotional issues. And, you know, it's not shameful. The same way if you know, I mean, this is kind of a gory example. If somebody shot you in the leg, you would go to a doctor, right? And there would be no shame in that.
But
if you have, a lot of times when we have emotional problems, we feel we have to bottle those in. Why? Seek a professional. Talk to your coach. Talk to a therapist, a doctor, anything, a trusted friend, you know. But all those, a lot of times we just bottle them in and bottle them and bottle them in. To me, that's like someone who was shot in the leg. I'm like, well, I'm strong. I don't need to go to a doctor. We would think that was really silly, right?
Right. Yes, we would.
It's the same thing.
Absolutely. Emotional stress is a battle. It is truly a battle.
It is.
And it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry.
You know, for years I was brought up thinking it wasn't okay to cry. You know, they would ask me, why are you crying? Are you a baby? That was the constant thing. Why are you crying? Are you a baby? I was brought up in Nigeria, by the way. Why are you crying? Are you a baby?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's enough, you know. The other day I was actually at, God rest his soul, a funeral of a friend, and his sister was crying, and people were telling her, calm down, it's enough. I'm in my mind, I'm like, no, let her cry.
No, let her cry. Let her cry.
And a lot of times when we tell people to calm down, we're trying to spare our own feelings, not theirs.
Because we're uncomfortable.
Yes. We're like, calm down, don't cry. Her brother just died. She's standing in front of his casket. Oh, please, let her cry.
Absolutely. That is so true.
Yeah. So we need to be kind of a bit more adept in dealing with our emotional needs. And that's where, of course, having a coach comes in, because these are some of the things that we are trained in.
Absolutely. I love it. So what advice can you give our audience about dealing with stress? Because all those other avenues that affect stress, you know, affect that lead to stress, like emotional, being emotional.
Yes, exactly. That life can get stressful. So I tell people this. Number one, positive side. And I know that right now people are probably rolling their eyes and going like, oh, tell us something else.
Right.
Hear me out. Here's the thing. There, one of my virtual mentors, I follow Michael Hyatt. He said, it seems as though in life, you're either going into a crisis, in a crisis, or coming out of a crisis. And sometimes, you know, life does feel that way. So knowing that stress is always going to be around you, us, we have to embrace a lifestyle of positive thoughts. It's hard in the beginning. But do you know what? For every bad thing that may be happening to you, there's some good things going on as well. I always use this example.
Yes.
I say if you stop a clock, even if you stop a clock twice a day, it will be right. It will be right at 10 in the morning. It will be right at 10 at night.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. So embrace, look on the positive side. It may be hard to do, but find something. Because remember this. Always be worse. When people say things like, well, things just can't get any worse, I look at them and I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Things can be a whole lot worse. So first of all, you could be dead. That's like the worst possible thing, right? So now you're alive.
Right.
And like the saying goes, where there's life, there is hope. And where there's,
yes.
And so to embrace hope and start your journey out of living in this state, constant state of stressfulness, you have to think on the positive. You have to be grateful for what you have. What you focus on becomes bigger. If you're going through stuff, but you say, well, but at least, you know, maybe you lost a whole bunch of money, but you're like, well, at least I have food to eat. At least I have a house to live in. At least I can get up every day and go to work. If you've lost your job, at least you have the ability to apply for another one. Well, at least you get unemployment. You know, there are some people who are, by nature of their whoever they are, they're not even eligible for unemployment. The point I'm trying to make is this. Whatever is going on, you can find something positive. You can find something that will, and embracing that positive thought, it helps you feel better. And
yes, it does.
You can function better from a joyful place than from a sad, dejected place. Even the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So joy brings you strength. And when you embrace positive thought, you have joy. That's my take on positive thinking. You know, another thing that we don't do when we're going through stress is that, well, something we do, which we shouldn't, is that we neglect our self-care. No, even if you're going through tough times, still take care of yourself. Because remember, I said that health is the number one wealth that you have. No matter what, you still need to you know, do your best to eat healthy. You know, do your best to get some kind of exercise. Do your best to get rest. Because guess what? If you lie awake worrying about a thing, it doesn't make the solution come any faster. You're just worried.
Absolutely.
You just have to go to bed.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and wake up the next day and face the day, you know? There's no excuse for us to decide, oh, you know what, I'm going through this stress, I'm going to, you know, drink a whole bunch of alcohol, or I'm going to use a whole bunch of cocaine, I'm going to use a whole bunch of heroin, or I'm going to eat a whole bunch of chocolate. I mean, these are all addictions. People are addicted to food, people are addicted to drugs, alcohol, different things, and those things, you know, those are, the when people do those things, they're just neglecting their self-care. So you do need to take care of yourself. Even during times of stress, because it makes you stronger and well able to deal with things. Another thing I tell people is to talk to people you trust. Don't take your problems to all and sundry, because some people don't care and some people will even make your matters worse. But talking to trusted people, like if you have, like my clients, you know, that's what I'm there for. They use me as a sounding board. You know, my last session with one of my clients, she just unburdened herself. And it's like, yeah. That's what, you know, that's what you're supposed to do when you hire a coach, you know. It's not always going to be about, okay, this is a project we have, you know, we're going to do this and do that. Sometimes you just need to unburden yourself, and a coach is a safe space because, number one, a coach is non-judgmental. if you have a coach that's judgmental, you need to fire that coach. Because according to the code of ethics, according to the code of ethics, you're not supposed to be judgmental. And you're supposed to keep, you know, you're supposed to be confidential. You're not supposed to, it's like a doctor. You're not supposed to be telling your clients things all around the place. So you have a safe, so if you have a coach, you just have a safe space to unburden yourself, and it's between you and the coach, the same way it's between you and your doctor. So, yes, talking to a trusted person, embracing positive change, and making sure you take care of yourself.
Okay. Those are some good those are some good advices. Now, so that everyone knows, you have heard her, Dr. Coley say, she is a doctor as well as a life coach and author. So she does provide services. Can you share with our audience the services that you provide as a balanced life coach?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. So in a nutshell, I work with professional women to find life balance, so that they can pursue their purpose, their dreams, and their goals outside of their 9-to-5. So some of the clients even end up quitting their 9-to-5 because they realize that they can do other stuff that's more aligned with their purpose. You know, so I do life and lifestyle coaching. It's tailor-made to the client's needs. So we provide tools for balanced living, motivation, encouragement, accountability, and whatever goal mentoring you need for your project. So, and then as a coach, what I do, I call myself and my clients Google. So my client needs something done, a project. I take it upon myself to research the best avenues to get those things done. If I don't know them, believe you me, I will call around and find it for them. That's kind of how I help my clients, because there's a lot of information out there, but what information is the right information? You know, people come even health information. There are a lot of quacks out there. You know, there are even some doctors that have turned into quacks, you see. But okay, let's not go there today. But, you know, as a coach, I provide the right information that my clients need, you know, through books, websites, resources that have helped me, you know, and whatever avenue I can use to provide those services. I also have an author coaching program that takes people from scribbler to bestseller, Amazon bestseller. So, and that can all that can be found on my website at shalashadi.com, following the link to coaching services. And obviously, you can read more about it there. But, you know, I'm having a great time, you know, coaching my clients. All my clients are doing phenomenally well. But because of the HIPAA the confidentiality agreement, I cannot share I can't share about them, you know, like on Facebook or anything, unless they actually give permission to, or unless they do it. So we can't really talk about our clients. Just like if you have a patient who, you know, they were on 100 medicines before, now they're on 24, and you did it, but you can't talk about them, you know, in public, because that's a violation of their confidentiality. But, you know, clients are doing very well. And my author coaching program is there, the life coaching program, tailor-made to individual needs. And it can all be found on www.shalashadi.com.
Hey, I love it. I love it. And I'm going to share her link, guys, so that you guys can go to her website, check her out, check out her services. She's good. I got a lot.
Thank you very much.
And now, how can our audience and listeners reach you and find you on social media so they can keep up with you? Share your social media platform with us.
Okay, so there's first start with my website, shalashadi.com. That's shalashad.com. And I have a Facebook page, which the links can be found on my website. I have a Facebook page, YouTube channel, Instagram, and Twitter, and shalashadi.com. Facebook.com/Shalashadi. My Twitter handle is Shalashadi1. My Instagram handle is Shalashadi1. And I'm out there on social media. Most of the stuff I do out there. But my website would be a good place to start. People can also send me an email, actually. I love to hear from folks. It's Shala, again, everything is Shalashadi. So Shala@Shalashadi.com is my email address. So if they want to reach me for any kind of coaching, speaker services, or just to find out more about what I do, they can send me an email.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Guys, I know you've probably enjoyed her just as much as I have. Definitely visit her website. She is phenomenal. I met her at an Empower You event in Naperville, put on by Dalax Consultants. And I got so much wealth of information just from you talking about the five pillars of balanced life that that I'm actually trying to incorporate in my daily life. So,
yeah,
you are phenomenal.
Good.
I love you. And I thank you so much for joining the show this morning. I definitely will be reaching out to you. I'm sitting here going, I can see you helping me with some things. So, hey, everybody,
absolutely.
Check her out. I'm going to check her out.
thank
she's
you
good.
So much.
She's good.
Thank
so is there
so
anything
much.
You want to say, you know, to the audience that, you know, before we go?
Besides live a balanced life, you mean?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
also,
yes. Besides live a balanced
so
life.
Besides live a balanced life, you know what? Just, I say this to people all the time. Your life is a gift. Every day is a present. Make it count. Do what matters.
Absolutely. Beautiful. That is well said. There you have it, guys. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Shola Shade Avey Coley. It was a pleasure having you. And I look forward to finding and learning more with you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll definitely be in touch.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather we're having before the storm.
I know.
All right, guys. Yes,
okay.
While it lasts.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That's our show this morning. Have a great day. Be blessed and be balanced.